Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Psalms 40 to 45. Psalm 40 opens Book 2's transitional chapter with a testimony of patient waiting rewarded. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit. He set my feet on a rock. 40:1 to 2. But the Psalm's real weight falls later in verses that the New Testament reads as nothing less than the voice of Christ himself. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. 46:8. The writer of Hebrews places these exact words in Jesus' mouth as he entered the world, arguing that no animal sacrifice could ever truly remove sin, and that only a body offered willingly, Christ's own, could accomplish what the blood of bulls and goats never could. Hebrews 10:10. David, confessing that his own iniquities had overtaken him, more than the hairs of my head, 40:12, had nothing to offer God but his own guilt. What he glimpsed, without fully knowing it, was the coming of someone who would offer not another sacrifice for sin, but himself, once for all. Psalms 42 and 43.